The diagnosis of bipolar disorder is a massive problem that affects millions of people in the UK and across the EU. When bipolar patients come in to their doctors and they're feeling depressed, there can be no way for the doctor to know that they have bipolar disorder as opposed to regular depression. What that leads to is these patients being misdiagnosed and mistreated with antidepressants. We're launching a trial to try and solve that diagnosis by creating a diagnostic aid for bipolar disorder. For this diagnostic test, there's going to be three major steps. First, participants are going to answer a series of online questions. Second, some of the participants are going to submit a blood spot sample to the lab. And third, further funneling down, some of those participants are going to receive a psychiatric clinical interview. So for this study, we'll be using dried blood spots, and we've chosen that method because it is easy for participants to use at home and cost effective. And once we get those dried blood spots, we'll be looking at the proteins in there. So the proteome is all the proteins that are in your blood, to get a picture of what's going on in those people's blood at the time they submit the blood spots. Once we receive the blood spots, we inspect them, make sure they're up to our standards. Then we get them, prepare them for processing by punching them out on our machines and breaking them down into peptides to prepare them for analysis on the mass spectrometry machine. When we're analyzing these blood spots, this is really where the really heavy machinery comes in. We're doing that by mass spectrometry. And the combination of the mass spectrometry and dried blood spots for psychiatric illness is really where the cutting edge part of our research comes in. For that, originally, we were just seeing what is in the blood, so to see if we can match up what people with different disease states, what's in their blood, and then from that, we can try and look specifically for the major targets that we've identified. Finally, the last part, once we have all the data from the lab, we take it to the statisticians. And the statisticians try and synthesize all this data and bring it together into an algorithm that we can use. When someone with bipolar disorder comes into their doctor saying they're feeling depressed, we're able to correctly identify those people.